Sugar House resident Camille Simpson can remember growing up with a trampoline, and she has one now for her kids. Although,
we have had one of our daughters get a concussion from bouncing on the trampoline with her brother.
She says that did make her heighten the rules of the trampoline use at her house. Primary Children's Hospital Community Outreach Manager Janet Brooks says 3/4 of trampoline injuries happen when more than one person is using it.
That smaller person is 14 times more likely to get injured when they are on the trampoline with a bigger person.
Brooks says their hospital has not seen a major spike in trampoline accidents recently, but they still do see them. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.